Hello everybody, this is Jason Peebles, the President of World Outreach, and this is another victory video designed to strengthen your walk in Christ. In a moment, I want to look at a principle from God's Word that will move your Christian walk light years ahead. The name of this principle? Praying God's Word. Before we do that, though, let me just give a shout out and a thank you to those of you who support one of our missionary families. You know, we're the home office for missionaries all over the world. We have missionaries that are involved in discipleship, evangelism, church planting. Others use the medical clinics as a platform to share Christ. We have people involved in all types of schools, drilling for water. They use that as a platform to share Christ. Orphanages, children's shelters, I'm telling you, the list goes on and on. But you know, all of them have one thing in common. They need the prayer cover and the financial support of their friends. And so, if you're supporting one of our missionaries, thank you very much. By the way, if you're a missionary watching this and you're in need of a dependable home office to send out your receipts, to give you the covering that you need, then please go to our website and click on the Missionary Agency section. You can read all about the administrative duties that we do for our missionaries. We have over 400 families now that we're helping all over the world, and we would like to help you. So contact us, and let's partner together. Finally, for everyone watching, we have a lot of free Bible studies that will absolutely bless your life. Go to our website, click on the free Bible study section. Did you know we have over 400 hours of free audio sessions, all types of subjects? And again, these are all free. We have videos, and we also have a free topical memory system. So check it out on our website under the free Bible study section. All right, now let's turn our attention to this principle that, you know, unfortunately, it took me some years to discover this after becoming a Christian. But once I did, my Christian life jumped light years ahead, as I said before. And that's called praying God's Word. You know, I hear people say all the time, like, I don't know what to pray. I don't know how to pray. Well, I'm going to cure that for you today, because after this session, you're going to have more to pray about and a way to pray accurately and on target with power every time you pray. And that's the secret of learning how to take God's own word and pray it back to Him. Now, the scriptural basis for this is found in Ephesians. This is not something I just thought of. I discovered this, as I said, some years after becoming a Christian. I wish I had discovered it earlier. And so I know that this will help you. But in Ephesians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul starts talking about the whole armor of God. And he mentions this concept of praying God's word right smack dab in the middle of the list of the armor. Let me share this with you. He says in verse 10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might." Well, I really like that because, you know, we're not to be strong in ourselves. It's not just, you know, we get ourselves pumped up and we're using that kind of strength. No, it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the plans and the schemes of the devil." And so he's using a military analogy. In Paul's day, there was the Roman Empire, and perhaps Paul is even looking at one of the centurions and how they were dressed, and he started being inspired by the Holy Spirit that, hey, they have natural armor, but in the Spirit we have spiritual armor. And he begins to list it here. Now, it's not my intent to teach on the whole armor of God. That would be a whole session in itself. But as he begins to go through the different parts of the armor, he talks about having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of truth. He talks about the breastplate of righteousness. So you can see him using this analogy just like they would have a protective breastplate. He says we have something called righteousness. He talks about the shield just like a centurion would have a shield. He talks about the shield of faith. And he moves through the armor. Now, follow me in verse 17. He builds up and he says, "And take the helmet of salvation," and watch this, "and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always." Now, do you see how he segues right from the Word of God to praying? You know, I missed that for so long. I mean, I read this passage, but I missed the connection between the Word of God and praying. So this is part of your armor, is to learn how to use the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying. So as we take God's Word and we learn how to pray God's Word, then number one, we know that we're praying accurately and on target because God's Word is His will. I want to say that again. God's Word is His will. So when I take God's Word and I pray it and turn it into a prayer, that I know and I can be assured in my heart without any wavering, without any doubting, I am praying accurate prayers on target. And they're going to be filled with power because the Holy Spirit will use that in the Spirit to do battle for me. So your prayer life is revolutionized with this key, learning how to pray God's Word. Let me go on and read the rest of this in verse 18. He says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So he says, basically, I'm going to give you my paraphrase. Pray about everything. Pray the Word. Pray in the Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit use that Word to do battle against the enemy, and you're going to win. So again, he's looking at that centurion. He says, hey, he's got a sword. He's got a shield. He's got a breastplate of protection. We would kind of call that the bulletproof vest these days. His feet have certain type of shoes that are good for gripping the ground and maneuvering, cutting left, cutting right. And Paul is seeing all this in the Spirit, and he's making an analogy for the Christian, and he's saying that we also have the armor. But don't miss this part of the armor, which is the sword. That's an offensive weapon, and that sword is praying the Word of God. Now, let me just hit this. I mean, I would love to camp out on any one of these passages, but the book of Psalms talks about the power of God's Word. In fact, we don't have time to turn there, but I'll just miss it and then move on to this. But in Psalm 119, that's a very lengthy psalm, but over and over again, David says, your Word, your Word, your Word, your Word. Your Word is a lamp unto my feet. Your Word is truth. Your Word guides me. Your Word directs me. That's Psalm 119. You really ought to take some time and read that and meditate on it. It shows you the power of God's Word. So when we pray God's Word, there's power that's released. The one I want to look at is in Psalm 56 that basically equates trusting God with trusting His Word. Now, please don't miss that point. Trusting God is trusting His Word. Or you could reverse that. Trusting His Word is trusting God. A lot of people say, I don't know how to trust God. I'm confused. I don't know how to have faith. I don't know how to have any trust in the Lord. Well, it's very simple. You read the Word of God and you find the promises of God and you find the declarations that God makes about you and you stand on that, that's trusting God. So watch this. In Psalm 56 verses 3 and 4, David says, whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. Okay, trust. But notice what he does. He says, In God, I will praise His Word. Did you get that? In God, parentheses, I will praise His Word. In God, I have put my trust. There it is, plain and simple. The way to trust God is to trust His Word. Again, verse 3, whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise His Word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. Down in verse 10, he repeats the same principle. He says, in God, I will praise His Word. In the Lord, I will praise His Word. In one verse, he repeats it twice. In God, I will praise His Word. In God, I will praise His Word. Verse 11, in God I have put my trust. So you see, the way you trust God, and this all ties into prayer, because when you pray, you want to have faith. You want to have trust. You want to know that your prayers are on target. You want to have confidence that your prayers avail much and are getting the job done. Instead of like, well, I'm not sure what to pray, and I hope that, you know, God heard my prayers, and I hope my prayers are working. You know, this just cuts through all that and clears all the smoke out of the way. Because when you pray God's Word, you're trusting Him. When you pray God's Word, you're trusting Him. Regardless of how you feel. I mean, you may have fear coming towards you. You may have a circumstance that's disturbed you. But if you take time to do what I'm talking about, I'm going to show you how to do this. Pray God's Word, then faith will come. Trust is there because you're trusting in His Word. Now, I want to just mention this before I kind of model this for you. I'm going to be showing you exactly how to do this and just take a moment to pray for this video so that you can see what I'm doing and how it revolutionized my life. But let me give you a couple of places to start, and I'll be sure to have this on the screen. We can't go to each one of these scriptures because there's no time, but you can at least write these down, and these are a great place to get started. For instance, in Ephesians chapters 1 and 3, there are two prayers that the Apostle Paul gives us. Now watch this. If those were good prayers for Paul, then guess what? They're good for me. They're good for you. And so we have two specific prayers in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1 and in Ephesians chapter 3. And I'm going to be looking at that one in a moment. Also in Colossians chapter 1, Paul gives another prayer. So you can go to each one of those passages, and again, I'll put them on the screen so you can write them down. And you can go to those passages and you can do what I'm about to model for you and show you how to do. And you can start praying those prayers knowing that, number one, they're accurate prayers because they're the Word of God. If they were good for Paul, the apostle, then they're certainly good for you. And you can begin to pray those, and then you'll eventually learn how to go to the book of Psalms and take key scriptures in the book of Psalms and pray those back to God, and your whole life will be revolutionized through this key of praying God's Word. Now, I want to kind of camp out for the remainder here in Ephesians chapter 3. And Paul says in verse 16, he says, I pray that He would grant you according to the... Now watch this. This is Paul's prayer, and I want to read it, then I'm going to pray it. He says, I pray that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man. So, I don't just read these. I pray these. So, I would say like this. Father, I ask that You would grant me... See, he was praying it for the Ephesians, the people at Ephesus. And so, I'm going to pray it for me. Father, I ask that You would grant me according to the riches of Your glory and with might... through Your Spirit in the inner man. Father, I thank You that my inner man... What's my inner man? I thank You that my mind, my emotions are being strengthened by Your Spirit. Father, thank You for strengthening me by Your Spirit. Verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Father, I thank You that I'm rooted and grounded in love. Father, I thank You that Jesus is in me and that He's bringing the love of God to me and showing me how to walk in the love of God. Verse 18, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ. Father, I thank You that I'm growing every way possible. I'm growing to the left, to the right. He says here, the dimensions of the height, the width, the breadth, the depth. Lord, I thank You that I'm growing in every way possible in the love of God. Now, again, for the sake of time, let me just kind of skip to verse 20 because that's one of my favorite verses in all the Bible. Paul says, now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. Wow. So I say, Father, I thank You that there's power working in me. And I thank You that it's exceeding great power that can do beyond what I ask or think, above all that I ask or think. Father, I thank You that You're working now in my family, in my children, in the ministry, in the business. Father, and you begin to pray God's Word, and that in the Spirit becomes a sword, an offensive weapon. It pushes back the enemy, and I'm telling you, in time, you're going to see dramatic results in your life. Take those verses that I put on the screen earlier. If you missed them, rewind, go back and get them, and let this be the beginning of a powerful prayer life that you can develop, praying God's Word. Well, this is Jason Peebles reminding you, starve your doubts, feed your faith, and follow God's plan for your life.